You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. One of my favorite writers, Wright Thompson of the Mothership, will join us coming up a little bit later on. Reggie Miller will make his weekly pit stop. And Mike Florio is going to separate fact from fiction with the Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay. 877-3DP Show email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning. Good morning to our radio partners, numbering nearly 400 cities around America, and our TV partner, Peacock. Download the app. You can watch all 3 hours of this program for free. Plenty of gifts for you with Father's Day, dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. And they have a bundle there, a gift set at dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. We also have some gifts there for Father's Day last minute. And we've got you covered. Go to danpatrick.com. The NBA for the past decade was fairly predictable when you think about it, because for the most part, we had either the Warriors in there or we have a LeBron James-led team in the finals. But now playoffs are wide open. It's pure chaos. Because last night, the Clippers and Hawks tied up their second-round series at 2 apiece. The Bucks and Nets are tied at 2 apiece. Brooklyn's health questions looming. The Suns had an easy time of it, so they're just waiting for whoever wins the Clippers or the Jazz series. The Nets are still the overall favorite in Vegas, but it's clear that this year's title is truly up for grabs. And you go back to what happened the last decade or so. It was great for TV ratings when you had Steph Curry or LeBron James. You won't have that luxury. You do have storylines here, some familiar faces with Kawhi, Kevin Durant, but there are a lot of medical issues to worry about, and we may not have teams we're used to having in the finals, but at least the postseason isn't predictable. I don't know if that's what you want, that's what you root for, but that's what you have. It's almost like a March Madness feel to this right now, but it's based on injuries, and this is what I'm trying to understand, and I know it's a different era. And I know that athletes have the ability. They've opened the door for pacing, load management. But if you have all this load management, technology, better medicine, health, nutrition, diet, why do we have all these injuries with marquee players? They play less minutes, less games, and this is a battle of attrition right now. And I wonder what's going to happen. Let's say the Clippers get to the NBA Finals. Do we look at load management differently? We're going to say, yep, see, it worked for them. Whereas Anthony Davis, to me, wasn't in shape this year. James Harden wasn't in shape this year. You got Kyrie, who's got a sprained ankle. He's checked out a couple of times from the lineup. You know, LeBron had the sprained ankle. Now, sprained ankles, that's happened. That will continue to happen. There's nothing you can do about that. But I do think with Anthony Davis, with the groin injury, I just don't think that he was in great shape. Joel Embiid has the knee injury. I don't know if he's ever been in great shape. I don't know if he's carrying too much weight. I don't know if that had something to do with this, but when you start to look at today's athlete, and I think you're going to have load management in the NFL. I know the NFL is not bringing that up right now, but 17 games, it just feels like there will be load management at some point. We have it in, you know, our baseball players, the pitchers. There's load management there. You know? Load up, throw as hard as you can for as long as you can, and then we're going to take you out. Now, nobody's pitching 9 innings. Like, we're shocked if somebody has a complete game. They're like, oh, my God, you got a complete game? Nobody's playing 40 minutes in basketball. And it feels like they're taking, you know, more time off to extend their careers. More contracts. Now you get another contract in there. LeBron James has played 400 more games than Larry Bird did. Now just regular season. He has 3 times as many postseason games as Larry Bird. But if Larry Bird was able to have load management, he would have extended his career. Steve Nash had a bad back, load management. Maybe he would have extended his career. Yes, Eden.
But like James Harden has played almost as many games as Magic Johnson in less seasons and is somehow softer because there's load management now, whereas Magic would have somehow, we would think he would have just played every game, but James Harden has played just as many games as Magic Johnson.
Yeah. He just wasn't in shape. You know, he went through the motions in Houston, and I think it's caught up with him with his hamstring injury. But, you know, you start to see then Kevin Durant coming back from the Achilles and not looking like he missed anything, but he had that time off. Klay Thompson is going to have all that time off with Golden State. Yeah, Paul.
10 years ago, 25 NBA players during the regular season averaged 38 or more minutes played per game. Mm. This season, not one NBA player played more than 38 minutes per game.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Yeah. And you're watching this even with Embiid last night. You know, he shouldn't have been out there because he was hurting his team. And give credit to the Hawks. They were 18 down, but they didn't turn the ball over. I think they may have turned the ball over four times last night. That series tied at two games apiece, and Trae Young had 18 assists, 25 points, 18 assists. Clippers beat the Jazz. That series tied at two games apiece. And what a big game tonight. The Bucks at the Nets, that's game five. Yeah, McClellan.
You know, I'm looking back at it. You know, Magic, we just did the stat the other day that Magic's Lakers got swept. He hurt his ankle in the finals. Larry Bird, I'm looking at his game, like he got hurt all the time. There's only really one superstar whose injuries has not derailed, and that's Jordan. The rest of all the other guys got hurt too. I'm not sure we're being fair. Like back in the day, yeah, they were not load managing, but they got hurt all the time.
But they were playing all the time.
They're playing all the time, but then their careers got cut short in the 30s by injuries, just like we're seeing now.
Yes, Paul.
But I'm wondering if a team could go oppo, like where I'm going to get my five best players on the court more, 40 minutes a game, because my best players, even though they're maybe a little tired, are better than your bench guys who are playing all those minutes. Will a team go, hey, I'm going to have my five starters play 40 minutes a game like they did just 10 years ago?
Yeah, but you don't care about the regular season.
I would like to. Yeah.
These teams don't care about the regular season. The Clippers didn't care where they were seeded-wise. The Lakers didn't care.
But I wonder if you could be in better shape going into the playoffs by playing more minutes, not babying yourself. And I don't know. I'm just saying it's a possibility.
Yeah, Seton.
How much of this, though, is just that like classic, my generation is tougher than this new, softer generation? Like, every generation thinks theirs was a lot tougher than these kids today. You know, like, the players in the 80s were so much tougher than the players in the 2000s or something.
Well, I think they played through injuries. I don't think today's athlete... And look, it's a business decision. You're probably saying, you know what? Maybe I'm going to take a little... I think James Harden took more time off because the regular season didn't mean anything to the Nets. And then he came back, and here he is. He's out again. You know, Kyrie with an ankle injury, that happens. LeBron ankle injury, that happens. I think Anthony Davis was affected by a quicker turnaround after the bubble, and I don't think he was in great shape. Joel Embiid, I don't think he's ever been in great shape. Fabulous player, just carrying more weight than he probably needs to, and with that knee, he's going to have knee surgery after the year. Yeah, McClellan.
But wasn't the same story 30 years ago? I mean, Bill Walton would have had an unbelievable career, but he had, what was it, feet or something?
Yeah, I don't think Bill was going to have an unbelievable career.
Oh, he's a pro? Okay.
Yeah, that was early that he had it.
I thought he was on a trajectory to at least be like sort of like a multi-time all-star.
He was, if healthy.
But like, yeah, Sam Bowie couldn't stay healthy. There's all the NBA history is littered with guys who couldn't stay healthy. It's not just now. It just kind of feels crazy this postseason.
Well, Sam Bowie, there was, you know, he kept breaking his leg, and it was no matter what happened to him, it just felt like he was cursed. He was spindly. He was built like a thoroughbred. He had legs like a thoroughbred.
Who is that guy who you covered in the draft who you knew had bad knees and couldn't make it, who's a really good player?
Brandon Roy.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who still get hurt.
Yeah, but these are things where a groin or a hamstring, to me, that I don't think you're in shape. And LeBron is invested in this. He, you know, he's put his money there to be... Jordan's the first to do it. You know, Jordan hired a personal trainer. This is after they, you know, the Pistons roughed him up, and then he decided he was going to have his own gym, and he had his own trainer, Tim Grover, and he changed. There's a couple athletes who have really changed their sport. Martina Navratilova changed the sport. It wasn't a, let me stand at the baseline and look cute. I'm power. I'm coming after you. I'm coming to the net. I'm working out. She famously worked out with Nancy Lieberman, a great basketball player, and really transformed her body, where now we look at tennis players, they're athletes. It's not, you know, it's not one of those that I'm going to play tennis on Sunday afternoon at the club. You got athletes who are out there. And Jordan did this with basketball. You never lifted weights. And I think with today's athlete, you know, are they pacing themselves? And we've allowed that to happen. The sport has allowed that to happen. Even baseball, you know, we five innings. My God, I got five innings out of my starter. How many complete games, nine inning complete games have been thrown this year?
The entire league?
Yeah. I'm guessing Jacob DeGrom probably has a majority of those, but the entire sport of baseball, do you have 20 complete games?
I would take the under.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Right? So, what kind of poll question you got, McLovin? By the way, you know, they're going to, are they instituting a new rule, or is this the same rule that baseball's had with doctoring the baseball? Because it feels like it's been on the books here, and it felt like the mothership had breaking news that Jeff Passan had found out that they're going to, it's a 10-day suspension if they find that you have anything, a pitcher has anything that he's using, any kind of substance, with pay, by the way. 10 days, not 10 games, and with pay. Wow, they're cracking down. Do not mess with the Baseball Players Association. Yes, Eden.
If you get caught cheating, we're sending you on vacation.
And we're paying for it. Now, you take that.
Yeah, I hope you learned your lesson.
Yes, I did.
That's it. Take 10 days off. Keep your pay. Just take 10 days off.
Yes. It's just the shame that you're going to have to live with. Shame.
Maybe they should do that. If you get caught with a foreign substance, they shame you out of the ballpark.
Yeah, you know, everybody gets shame.
Head to the bullpen. Head down. Shame.
Yes, Todd.
And you're not going to miss one start. You're probably going to miss two starts. We're talking 10 days.
Yes. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, go down to Cabo and think about what you did on the pitch.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, that rule, a 10-game suspension, has been in play for over 100 years. They're in the original rules of baseball that were well over 100 years ago were written.
No player shall intentionally discolor or damage the ball by rubbing it with soil, rosin, paraffin, licorice, sandpaper, emery paper, and other foreign substances. The umpire, that should tell you how old this is. This isn't the new rule, licorice. It looks like Three Fingers Brown has got licorice on this ball.
During Prohibition, we'll have no doctoring the baseball.
The umpire shall demand the ball and remove the offender from the game, and the offender shall be suspended automatically for 10 games. Okay, this isn't a new rule. There's nothing to see here. It's 10 days, and you get paid. Wow. That's a deterrent. Wasn't the first time you got caught with steroids, was it like 3-game suspension, or did you get a warning?
Now you stop taking that.
Hey,
get
that syringe out of your arm right now. Right now. Check on that, McLovin, and let me know if... Didn't it start out like, you know, we're going to, you know, verbally spank you and that's it, or 3 games or something? And that was 5 or something?
I can't get past your Mordecai Three Fingers Brown reference.
Yes.
That's a PED to have only 3 fingers, a spin you could get on that.
Yeah.
Licorice.
You got some licorice on there. Is that licorice on there? Yes, it is. You're gone. 10 days. With pay.
What are you in for? Licorice?
Yeah. Like a baseball prison where you go in there. What are you in there for? Hardcore steroids. What are you in here for? I was taking some speed. And what are you in here for? I put some licorice on a baseball. And I'm going to do it again.
Don't mess with me.
I'm going to break out of here after 10 days. I'm going to tunnel my way out of here. Who's with me? Where's Three Fingers Brown? All right, let me take a break. Mike Florio is going to join us. I'm a little disappointed in our brethren because the Aaron Rodgers situation, it just brings out these breathless reports. How is this fixable? Will he not play in 2021? I just figured, let me have Florio on. And he might be a buzzkill because, you know, we want to keep this story going. But I'm just curious. Aaron Rodgers under contract. And it doesn't feel like Packers are trading him. And he can't trade himself. So you want to sit out and not play? Is that where we're headed? Is that what all of this is based on? Because I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be any other place than Green Bay. Florio joins us coming up next. We'll settle on a poll question. Glad to have you part of the program. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Every day I work out, obviously. And I like to use the Level Select CBD. They have sports creams, roll-ons. And it's great because you can kind of get a little looser with your muscles. And then after you've worked out, you can use it again and you'll get great results. Ricky Fowler uses it. Baseball legend Steve Garvey, former quarterback Carson Palmer. Those are just some of the athletes who use this Level Select CBD. And it'll keep you active. In fact, when Carson was on the last time, he talked about using it. Pro athletes use Level Select CBD because it works, but you don't have to be a professional athlete to appreciate the relief that Level Select CBD can provide. And for Dan Patrick Show listeners, a great deal. Get Level Select CBD or any of their other CBD products 30% off. Go to levelselectcbd.com today. Use the promo code DAN30, 30% off your entire order. So Level Select CBD, promo code DAN30. Never stop playing with Level Select CBD. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. I set the over-under at 20 complete games in baseball so far this season. Paulie said he'd take the under. It's 18 complete games so far in 2021. We'll settle on a poll question. Did we settle on a poll question, McLovin?
Well, for Mr. Florio, will Aaron Rodgers be under center for the Green Bay Packers a week one? Every 3 weeks, we throw it up there to see where people are.
I know.
I would guess today's results would be different than 3 weeks ago.
Do you want to give odds here, Paulie? Because I've maintained all along Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay to start this season. Okay. Yes, Paul.
Barring injury, right? Or he's a scheduled day one starter for the Packers, barring massive injury.
Yes.
I would bet 1,000 to anyone's 500.
1,000 to 500?
Yeah, anybody.
All right. Well, let me see if Florio wants a piece of that.
He's got money.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live, joining us now. You want to jump in on this, Mike?
No, I don't. One of the reasons I have money is I don't waste it on gambling. I go back and forth on this too. It's a beautiful mystery. It's what Aaron Rodgers wants us to think. He wants us to not know. I think the Packers, specifically the CEO, Mark Murphy, doesn't want him to show up. I think he's daring him to not show up. I think that's the only way to make sense of that gratuitous remark he made last week, calling him a complicated fella. I think Murphy would rather move on with Jordan Love, save $35 million in salary, and they would get bonus money back from Aaron Rodgers. They don't have to worry about him playing for the Broncos or anyone else and making them look stupid. Now they could trade him after the season. But I think at this point, Murphy, you attach him to a lie detector test, you'd have to say, yeah, I'd rather the guy not show up this year. And maybe that vibe makes Aaron Rodgers more determined to show up.
But you want to trade him, don't you, to get something for him? So you wouldn't do anything now? You would wait until after the season?
Yeah, I think at this point you get more after the season. You get more teams to the table. Yeah. It'd be like Peyton Manning in 2012. You'd have 10 teams. I think you'd easily have 10 teams after the season. Right now, you got the Broncos, maybe the Raiders. Maybe the Raiders. The Raiders are saying all the right things about Derek Carr, but if Aaron Rodgers becomes available and you're looking at him going to the Broncos, how do you at least not make a phone call if for no reason other than to drive up the price the Broncos have to pay? But after the season, when we have another, I was going to say 256, it's now 272 games, teams will look at their quarterbacks and say, got to get rid of that guy. Oh, Aaron Rodgers is available. Let's go get in line and try to get him.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand the timing of all of this, Mike, that if you're Rodgers, give me Rodgers' side of this, that what is the end game for him this year?
Well, I find it fascinating, Dan, that guys like James Jones, who played with Rodgers, still talked to Rodgers, and more importantly, Rodgers still talks to them after they do media and say what Rodgers has said. I think Rodgers is doing a little puppet mastery through guys like James Jones. He says it's fixable, it's fixable. Well, okay, then fix it. Tell us what it's going to take to fix it. What does it take? I don't know. And as I told you on Friday, I think this is a high-stakes PR battle where each side is trying to make the other side look like the bad guy. And I just think right now Aaron Rodgers wants to create chaos. What was the line from one of the Batman movies? Some men just like to see the world burn. I think that Rodgers is just trying to make the front office of the Packers burn.
It's one thing that he says he loves everything about Green Bay. He loves the tradition. He loves the fans. He loves the coaching staff. He loves his teammates. So what if you don't like somebody in management? And if it is fixable, then what is it that needs to be fixed is what I want to know, because you can't undraft Jordan Love. That's not fixable unless you say we're going to trade him, and they don't want to do that.
Here's your poll question for today. Yes or no, is there someone in management at your workplace that you hate? Overwhelmingly, yes. And you still show up every day. That's nuts. So, and it's not like he has to deal with Mark Murphy in the locker room. And I would advise Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst to avoid the locker room in the practice field this year, unless they're going to wear cups. But you're there with your teammates. You're there with your head coach. You're there for the fans. The whole thing is PR driven. And who knows what Aaron Rodgers wants. And that's what he wants. He wants us talking about him. And he wants to reserve the right to say, why are you talking about me?
Yeah, but I don't know what the end game is, Mike. Is he willing to sit out and not play football this year? Does he want to be traded? Like, at some point, you have to get to, now let's sit down and discuss what's going to happen here. Is he just going to show up and play football this year and act as if none of this happened?
I thought for a long time that that's what he would do, Dan, that he would show up and basically say, what's the big deal? Is there, you know, a booger that I'm unaware of? Why is everyone looking at me? And act like it's a media creation, because it always is our fault, obviously.
Yes.
They create the template that we react to, and it's our fault for reacting to it. But I just really, truly don't know, and I change my mind all the time, and I think I am a victim of what he's trying to create. It would be very easy for him to say what he wants, how he wants it. He doesn't have to. Packers fans get upset with me, or more accurately, Aaron Rodgers fans get upset with me when I say he should tell people what he wants. No, he doesn't have to. But when you don't, you create these situations where we end up obsessing over what the guy wants because, for whatever reason, he won't tell us what he wants.
He's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host with Chris Sims. You've got, what, less than 2 weeks for the veterans to show up? 2 weeks today. What's going to happen with Deshaun Watson? Is he eligible to show up for training camp?
This is a great question that has taken a back seat to the Aaron Rodgers drama. And Nick Caserio, the GM of the Texans, was on radio in Houston yesterday. And he said what the talking points have been for weeks now. They're not saying anything about Watson, et cetera. But at the end of the answer, he said, as we get close to training camp, we'll make the best decision that we can in the interest of the Houston Texans. Dan, I think that the Texans have been hoping, and I know that the Texans have been hoping, that the 22 lawsuits pending against Deshaun Watson would be settled. Because if they're settled, you're able to trade Watson, and you're able to get a lot for him in trade. That's the thing that teams are waiting to have go away if they can properly resolve the cases. And I've been an advocate of Deshaun Watson facing the music, having his reckoning, making these 22 individuals feel like they've gotten justice, had their quasi day in court, write the check and move on with your life, and then he can be traded. There's a possibility that the Texans are going to have to make a decision without the cases being settled. What do you do with Deshaun Watson as training camp arrives? Do you trade him for whatever you can get, which is a lot less if the 22 cases are pending, or do you let him show up? Because I think he will show up. Because if he gets put on paid leave, which people think will happen, Texans have to pay him $10 million to not play for them this year. So I think for the Texans, they have to ask, if the cases aren't settled, Do we just take whatever we can get, bargain basement deal, to trade Watson? Or do we run the risk of paying him 10 million? And the other side of it too, and Sims and I were talking about this earlier today, at some point the league, I think, owes it to Watson, the Texans, and any team that would want to trade for Watson to give people an inkling of what they're thinking. Are you putting him on paid leave? You know, they had a lot of uncertainty with Antonio Brown 2 years ago. They wouldn't tell teams what they were going to do, and then no one would touch him. With this, he's under contract. He's getting $10 million this year from somebody. I think they should let the relevant people know what they're going to do so people can make their best decisions about what they're going to do moving forward.
The most interesting training camps will be where?
Well, obviously Green Bay. I mean, that's a given. Whether Rodgers is there or not there. It's either going to be Rodgers and, you know, making his passive-aggressive comments and then getting mad when people point out that he's made passive-aggressive comments, which I always like. Seattle is going to be compelling because, yeah, hey, did you hear Russell Wilson never asked for a trade? No, he didn't have to. He went on your show and he made it clear he wants out. And then his agent comes out and says, well, my client doesn't want to be traded. But in the event that you are traded, these are the four teams he played for. Of course, he was disgruntled and unhappy. He was miserable at the Super Bowl watching Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. How's that going to go? Are they able to set all that aside? And is he on board with the Shane Waldron offense? And, you know, the Jaguars training camp, just for sheer entertainment purposes, with Tim Tebow and the college approach that Urban Meyer is bringing to town, is that going to work? So, you know, there's always that short list of must-see training camps that obviously never end up being the subject of Hard Knocks, but I wish they would.
Okay, you touched on Tim Tebow. I thought he was going to be a big distraction. We haven't had that distraction with Tim Tebow. When is that going to happen?
Well, they've kept him from talking to reporters. And I'm not up on the rules of when access is mandatory in the off season. Once you get into the regular season, everyone's got to be available at least once during the week and after each game. But the weirdest things happen, Dan. There's been at least two straight Urban Meyer press conferences, and the folks covering the Jaguars haven't asked about Tebow. Just haven't asked about it. And I get the impression locally they've gotten used to it, and that's helped this kind of not be a factor. He's just kind of going about his business. And I don't know, or are they getting the vibe that Meyer doesn't want to be asked about him? I don't know. But he's there. They're selling jerseys. And he's quietly learning the tight end position. I still think he's going to be on the team this year. They're going to find a way to get him on the team, on the field, catching one-yard touchdown passes, throwing one-yard touchdown passes, or having one-yard rushing touchdowns.
It'll be awesome. It'll be awesome. That's another cottage industry. Do you realize the cottage industries we have in our world?
Oh, and I love them.
Like Aaron Rodgers, that's a cottage industry. That it the story about those covering the stories. LeBron is a cottage industry. Tom Brady is a cottage industry. There's certain guys that you have. I mean, the mothership has moved people around from city to city to cover LeBron James. Yeah, hey, we want you to relocate to Los Angeles to cover LeBron. It's pretty crazy.
Dan, people ask me, why do I keep writing and talking about Aaron Rodgers? Easy response, I am a businessman. I have access, real time, to my traffic. I see which stories people read. I give the people what they want. Isn't it funny in this business? You've got the people who give the fans and the readers what they want, and then you've got the people who give them what they think they should want. And those are the ones that don't stay in business. It's that simple.
I'll check back in with you soon, Mike. Thank you. Thank you, bud.
Anytime.
That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. It's just when somebody comes on the air and it's just that, can this be fixed in Green Bay? How can it be fixed? When will it be fixed? Is it over for Aaron Rodgers? Will he retire to take the Jeopardy job? I'm like, is Rodgers going to walk away from all this money? He's made a lot of money. Is he going to walk away and just sit? I think he's going to play. Yeah, see.
You're supposed to say, we'll tell you why Aaron Rodgers is walking away from $35 million next.
Right after this.
Yes, you have to pretend to have an answer to something unanswerable and then not answer it the next segment. That's the move, Dan.
Yes, McLovin.
Florio has this Aaron Rodgers puppet master. He's in the Aaron Rodgers is manipulating everybody kind of thing. School. There's like multiple schools on how you approach this. And he kind of thinks Rodgers is brilliant, which I kind of like. I see that as a compelling argument.
What is he getting out of this?
I have no idea.
If you tell me that's why he did it. That's all I want to know. Okay, what needs to be fixed? It's fixable, according to his former teammate. But what is it that has to be fixed? I'd be curious about that.
Well, Florio's saying it's almost for his own entertainment or amusement to see everybody scramble without real facts. You know, I don't think that's true, but maybe Rodgers, you know, he's got a different style. He's kind of a funny guy. Is it possible? He could end this all tomorrow by saying something, but... I don't know.
Wait, you think he's just sitting back going,
I think maybe he's enjoying this to some extent. Maybe. That's my take.
I completely agree with that. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a guy who needs attention or needs headlines, but I think he enjoys being the puppeteer of the media. I think he's sitting back with a drink in his hand watching First Take or something going, look at this and how wrong they are. And he enjoys not...
But what do you get out of that?
Oh,
like just
snarky satisfaction?
Like entertainment?
Yes.
No. No.
Remember Relax, R-E-A-L-X?
Thank you, McLovin.
It does seem like a lot of work just for mere entertainment of a professional quarterback. Like,
yes, Todd.
Has he or his agent been asked straight up what needs to be fixed? No one's allowed to ask that question. No one's running to Aaron Rodgers. He stays in the basement of his house.
Well, nobody's been around him.
But someone's got to be able to ask the Mark Rodgers or the agent the question or get a note to him. And then if he doesn't respond, that's one thing. But I don't know how that's not asked.
They're not responding. And Rodgers, when he was on with Kenny Mayne, I guess Kenny asked him. But he chose not to answer that.
He was on SportsCenter live, and he could have cleared up anything he wanted to. He had open reign.
Yeah, McLovin.
By the way, Mark Rodgers is Russell Wilson's agent, right? And David Dunn is, I think that's what Todd said. I know if it's a Rodgers category.
Is that why?
I may have misspoke. But the agent still needs
David
Dunn.
Needs
to respond.
Yeah, but the agents usually don't.
Maybe
talk.
That's why we haven't gotten Aaron Rodgers on. You keep saying to Mark Rodgers, is Aaron available?
Aaron? No response.
Yeah.
That's correct. I'm sorry.
But it's funny. The agents never really, except for Drew Rosenhaus, speak publicly. I'd love to hear what Aaron Rodgers' agent has to say here.
Well, you're seeing the spin with Russell Wilson that, you know, he didn't want out. But if you were going to trade him, he had four teams to go to. Nothing to see here. Everything's good. And Russ seems to be happy there. Whatever they needed to fix, they fixed. Because Russ didn't ask for a trade. Seattle wasn't going to trade him. They fixed it. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is asking for, and I don't know if it's fixable. Because if your feelings were hurt, he told that to us. Draft night, he's watching the Packers draft his replacement. And they didn't tell him. Buccaneers said to Tom Brady, we're going to draft Kyle Trask. They at least gave him a heads up. Now, granted, he's, 6 years older than Aaron Rodgers. Not a first-round pick either. But, you know, maybe the Buccaneers said, oh, well, we don't want to do that to Tom. We should at least give him a heads up here. Aaron didn't get the heads up. That's not fixable. Because I truly think this management wants to move on to Jordan Love. And if they get one more year out of Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love gets to absorb the system, then they're going to be in a better situation. Salary cap wise, you know, do they lose one of the great quarterbacks of all time? Yes. But it feels like they're letting the fans know, look at what we deal with. And so you kind of curry favor with the fan base to go, hey, you know, we loved him, but you know what? You're almost preparing the fan base for, he's not going to be here. He's choosing someplace else. He doesn't want to be here. This isn't fixable. Yeah, Paulie.
And like you said, they were in a position probably where they thought they would do this a year ago or this year, but Rodgers is too good. The team's too good. They're too close to contending. They are contenders, obviously. One of the three best teams in the NFC. So they had to delay their plan a year.
All it is the Packers bet against Aaron Rodgers. That's it. Plain and simple. Because if he had an MVP season, they wouldn't have drafted a quarterback. if they went 7-9 last year, then he's not your quarterback. They would have traded him. And Jordan Love would probably be your guy, or you'd have a bridge quarterback. It's just Aaron put up an incredible season. And they bet against that happening. And now they find him in a situation that's supposedly fixable. Take a break. Play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left, I got it.
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Tries to get it to Leonard, does straight away. Leonard against O'Neal, driving to his left. Leonard to the rim.
Oh! Kawhi Leonard! A major poster! He just put Derek Favors into the earth.
That was impressive. That's courtesy of 570 LA Sports Clippers Radio Network. Kawhi dunking on Derek Favors. He had 31 in the win against the Jazz. That series tied two games apiece. Play of the day brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. You can get something for dad. A gift set at dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. The Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor. Perfect. Extra close, precise shave. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. Settle on a poll question here. Phone calls are welcome. Next hour, one of my favorite writers, Wright Thompson. He has a book. It's about bourbon. It's called Pappyland, Pappy Van Winkle, for those of you in the bourbon community, know all about that. And but it's really about a father-son relationship. And Wright Thompson, as only he can, has another bestseller. Every time he comes on, we make his book the number one book on the New York Times list, and we'll do this again. We'll have him on next hour, and it's a great Father's Day gift. Wonderful. Another Father's Day gift is John Wertheim from 60 Minutes. He has written a book about the year 1984. Now there's music involved in it with Springsteen and Prince, but there's Michael Jordan, Mary Lou Retton, Carl Lewis. All of these crazy stories that just all intersect. The USFL, boxing, Wayne Gretzky, and it's about the year 1984. It's not George Orwell, but it's 1984. It's really well done. That's another book for Father's Day that I would recommend. I'm reading that one now. I've already read Pappyland. Yeah, Paulie.
I haven't even read the Wertheim book, but if you start thinking back just off the top of your head, was Michael Jordan drafted in 84?
Yeah.
Doc Gooden?
Yeah, they talk about Doc Gooden.
I mean, there's so many new athletes who came around in 84. Patrick Ewing was a senior at Georgetown.
But all of the stories, and then you, like each chapter, it's like, God, that happened in 1984? I think LeBron was born in 1984. But there's just so much that went on that year. And, you know, even with Donald Trump trying to force his way into the NFL. He had the USFL, the New Jersey Generals, and they had a time frame that I think that they could have had a couple of teams absorbed because they had some star players. And this was like the ABA, but they pushed the time frame up too quickly, and they ended up, you know, going bankrupt. Yeah, Tom.
And he's got stuff about Bird and Magic and Navratilova and Chris Everett. Like, it covers, like, all the sports.
Yeah.
Olympics, Mike Tyson missing out on the Olympic team.
Yeah, it's really well done. Covering the Olympic trials when Bob Knight first saw Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley. And Barkley would have words for Bob Knight. You know, he'd kind of talk back, make fun of him. And Bob Knight didn't have him on the Olympic team in 84. But Bob Knight realized he had just seen the best basketball player he'd ever seen, the most talented player, when he saw Michael Jordan when they had these Olympic trials. And the fact that Michael wanted to stay his senior year at North Carolina, an hour and a half before a press conference, Dean Smith said, "You're going. Like, you got to go." He didn't want to risk an injury to Michael Jordan. And Jordan wanted to stay at North Carolina one more year. They had a press conference, and an hour and a half before that, you know, Michael was basically told, you're going to the NBA. But just imagine, I mean, he went his junior year. He could have stayed, and if he had gone one more year, then he would have been there with Patrick Ewing. And we'll talk to John Wertheim. He'll join us tomorrow to talk about this book. Wright Thompson will join us coming up in about a half hour with his book as well. Tom in Iowa joins us now. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, guys. 5'9", 170. I have a take on this Aaron Rodgers that nobody's talking about, but it's the most rudimentary reason not afford to retire, and it has nothing to do with money.
Okay.
If you're dating a very successful actress, part of the allure of being Aaron Rodgers is league MVP, perennial contender for a title, all this. I don't think that in his selfness, his selfishness, his ego will allow him to retire for a chance he may lose her. Not saying she's shallow, but part of that whole package is that. And if he becomes a retired football player, well, that changes the whole dynamics of the relationship, no matter how much money he has.
Well, thank you, Tom. I don't know if Shailene Woodley is hanging on to Aaron Rodgers while he still plays, and if he retires, that somehow she'll move on to somebody else. I don't think so. Yes, Eden.
Not that Tom in Iowa tipped his hand too much on which way he's leaning on that, but if I can recap that call correctly, Aaron Rodgers is selfish and his future wife is shallow. Back to you.
But he hasn't made up his mind about
it. I'm not
this.
Really sure how I feel about it, but his selfish ego, and she's pretty shallow, so.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying that, but
no,
I mean, I'm saying.
No. Yes, McLovin.
She does add a bizarre element to this because they met through an astrologer, right? Isn't that the story? That's the published report.
Mm.
So it makes you think that he's into some sort of Hollywood Jeopardy. Like, there's so much in this. Yeah, we haven't even mentioned Jeopardy in weeks, have we?
I don't think he's getting the Jeopardy job. I'm just saying.
Gotcha. Astrologer?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is in California. People do weird things out there, as our listeners know.
Yeah.
But maybe he's puppeteering this. Maybe we could sell you on this. That this is all him doing
but
for entertainment.
For what? Just entertainment? Is he that bored? He's got a fiance. You've been traveling. He's like, man, I'm kind of bored with Shailene. Let me see if I can whip up some drama here in Green Bay. This is so much fun. Like, that doesn't strike me as what Aaron Rodgers is. He's got that golf match that's coming up in a couple of weeks. I don't know. It seems like he's doing okay. He's made over $200 million, got a place in Malibu. He's engaged, but not engaged with the Packers. Yes, Paul.
But he wants to be working because his future wife is going to be on set, traveling, doing all her things. You got to be working. You can't be one of those guys sitting around the trailer on set.
I don't know. I just can't imagine that he's so diabolical that he's creating this. Boy. We'll settle on a poll question. More phone calls. Get to those. Game 5, Bucks, Nets. We'll talk to Reggie Miller about that coming up. One more item as we close out that first hour. RockAuto.com. Family business founded by automotive engineers back in 1999. Started out with two goals. Give you direct access to all the parts information hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, make the parts affordable by offering reliably low prices. You can check the box on both of those. At RockAuto.com, choose the part brands, prices, features you want anytime. They're there 24/7. RockAuto.com even has parts you've probably been told dealer only are no longer available. Parts delivered right to your home or office, so you're not wasting time and money hunting for the parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines. Go to rockauto.com today and make sure you tell them that we sent you. You can write Dan Patrick in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. all the parts your car or truck will ever need at rockauto.com, so you don't have to waste that time and money hunting for the parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines. The great folks at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com, and tell them we sent you.